Welcome to Comerica Park in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jeff Leifer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Lombard. Batting second. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The DH, Randall Simon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Pena. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Shane Halter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wendell McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brandon Inga. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ramon Santiago. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Adam Bernero. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Durham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Halter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lombard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leifer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easley for the out. Lombard moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombard scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Simon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higginson moves to second. Carlos Pena is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Leifer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Halter strikes out. One out. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Inga strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santiago hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pena scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Halter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombard takes first base on ball 4. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lombard. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Durham applying the tag. One out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Easley is 0 for 1 in the game. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higginson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Inga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leifer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leifer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, The White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Halter is 0-for-1 in the game. Halter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Inga is 0-for-1 in the game. Inga hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santiago is 0-for-1 in the game. Santiago hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lombard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombard takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to third. Santiago moves to second. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Easley is 0-for-2 in the game. Easley is hit by the pitch. McGee scores. Santiago moves to third. Lombard moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higginson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santiago scores. Lombard scores. Easley moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Simon hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Santiago reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leifer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Leifer strikes out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graffanino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter strikes out. 1 out. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McGee hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 2 in the game. Inga hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Santiago reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ramon Santiago batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santiago is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lombard strikes out. 2 outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Easley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Halter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Halter. Lee moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Jose Paniagua now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Lombard chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Easley. Easley fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Easley. Lee scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. Valentin moves all the way to home. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leifer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Leifer hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-3 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Graffanino reaches third base with a triple. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Royce Clayton now playing shortstop. Damaso Marte now pitching. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leifer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simon for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Henriquez now pitching. Carlos Lee, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-4 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Halter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 0-for-3 in the game. Halter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Inga is 0-for-3 in the game. Inga hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comerica Park in Detroit.